This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and there's a project on the York Peninsula to release some betongs. It's coming up very shortly. I'm joined by Derek Sando, the landscape ecologist with Northern and York Landscape Board. Derek, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks very much for inviting me.
So can you tell us a little bit about this repopulation project?
Yeah, absolutely. Mana Bangara is a jointly funded project by the Northern York Landscape Board, the Australian Government's National Land Care Program, with the Department of Environment and Water, WWF, and the Foundation for National Parks and Wildlife. So there's a lot of key people interested in creating, a safe haven for threatened species that have gone extinct from much of their former home range. So we're going to, it's a fairly ambitious project. It's a long-term project, but it's absolutely fantastic. We've got support of local communities, the traditional owners, and support from the government. So it's a fantastic project.
So how long have betongs been gone from the York Peninsula?
Yeah, betongs, they were formerly widespread across much of southern Australia. And since European occupation and the introduction of sort of feral cats and foxes, as well as changes to habitat, we haven't had betongs on the mainland in South Australia for, probably 50 or 60 years. So they have persisted on offshore islands where there's no introduced predators, and they're also found in pockets of southwest WA as well. So undertaking landscape scale fox control and also feral control on the tip of the York Peninsula, where our project area is, we're creating a safe haven where we can actually bring these species back, and they can persist in the wild and, bring back some of that natural ecosystem function that they used to have in the environment.
And what contributed, like you said, animals, predators introduced to the area, to the downfall of betong numbers, but having, spent some time in Roxby Downs around arid recovery with their betong repopulation as well, the betongs just seem like really trusting, friendly creatures. Is that a problem for them?
Look, I guess so, Jordan. That's an interesting way to put it. The betongs, they evolved in Australia, sort of facing, threats from other types of predators, from foxes and feral cats. So you're looking at sort of native predators along the lines of raptors, like wedge-tail eagles, goannas, heath monitors, pythons, and also quolls as well, which we hope to bring back to the York Peninsula too one day. Foxes and feral cats, they operate really differently and they're very effective at what they do. So I guess the betongs just haven't had time to evolve to, come up with strategies to effectively deal with them, if that makes sense.
So when's this first round of release expected?
Yeah, we're looking at bringing some betongs from Wedge Island, which is one of their sort of island population sites here in South Australia. We're bringing 20 animals in, along with 20 animals from the southwest of WA. So our counterparts in WA, Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions, are partnering up with us. So we're looking at August as the most likely date where we can actually bring 20 from WA and 20 from Wedge Island and release them onto the York Peninsula.
And I imagine that's for that genetic diversity. Don't want them breeding within their small group.
Yeah, absolutely. Genetic diversity is important when you've got these sort of small populations. So we're looking at this being, a small-scale pilot release, if you like, and looking at, over the next few years, bringing in more animals to definitely improve that genetic diversity. The importance of bringing those WA animals over as well is those animals are actually persisting in the natural environment with small numbers of foxes and feral cats. So they're predator savvy, if you like, whereas the animals from Wedge Island, while they're going really well over on the island, they don't actually have foxes and cats. So it's important to a mix of those animals.
And what kind of environmental benefits are there to bringing back native species like bettongs?
Oh, that's a great question. So bettongs are fungivores, if you like. They enjoy digging in the soil and eating, fungi and tubers and truffles under the soil. And so digging in that soil is a very important way to help sort of distribute seeds and in promote germination of seeds and those sorts of things. So without those species in the landscape, you're actually missing that sort of function in the environment. So the Mana Bangara project, being a long-term project, we're looking at, bringing in species that are soil engineers, if you like, so we're promoting that, encouraging recruitment of native vegetation and bringing back healthy bushland. But in the longer term, we'll be looking at bringing in species such as western quolls and basker gales as well, which are native predators. So they can help in the environment by doing things like controlling mice numbers and those sorts of things.
No worries. Well, Derek, all the best with the release, and thanks for chatting.
Yeah, no, great to chat, and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
All right, so that was Derek Sander, the landscape ecologist with Northern and York Landscape Board on your Classic Hits Breakfast.